The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Do you still think the Saints are the best team in the league?
I think they're going to be a tough out having to go through New Orleans.
But I'm saying, like, if everybody's on a neutral field, who do you think is the best team right now?
I'm going to say it's one of the two AFC West teams.
The Chargers are getting better every week when the Rams and the Chiefs and the Saints look to be kind of faltering late. The one team that seems to be just rolling along right now at the right time is the Chargers.
Somebody asked, what impact will Deontay Foreman have, if any? I was reading John McClain's article today, and he's probably going to play this week, and I don't know that you're going to see the exact same Deontay Foreman we saw last year. Coming off an Achilles, you know, I think he'll be better than Alfred Blue running the ball, but I need to see him on the field first.
Normally, I would say, what's the point of even getting him out there, but maybe he helps in the playoffs.
And maybe he can get back to that level by the playoffs, then that's a great weapon to have.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975, and at MK Pallet, who brought us some chocolate stout. The brewmeister himself from Carbach, Eric Warner's here.
What's Happy up? Birthday, Fred.
Thank you, my friend.
I brought you some BBH, too, that you can take home and celebrate with. And...
Oh, that's getting mouth abuse tonight, I guarantee you.
Attaboy, attaboy.
I think you should pour both of them into, like, a big pitcher and just chug the whole thing.
I like to enjoy that, though.
You can enjoy it?
No, I'm not going to enjoy a chug.
Okay, how about this? Chug one and then enjoy the other.
If I chug one, I'm not going to enjoy the second one because I'm going to be nuked.
We'll do it in reverse order. Yeah.
Enjoy one, then chug one.
I see.
You'll probably be more apt to do the chugging. I mean, the more I drink, the more apt I am to chug.
That's true. I am that way, but then I enjoy it less.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, that's why he brought you two. He brought you one to enjoy and one to get wasted on.
Oh, well.
So what's the stupidest year? Like, what was your stupidest birthday? Do you remember? Like, where you is like, oh, if I could... I was so dumb. I was so out of control, so drunk, whatever.
Probably my 19th, because that was the drinking age, legal drinking age back then. That was before it moved. It was like, it worked out really well. Like when
you're a dinosaur.
I know. Hey, dinosaurs are cool. I like being a dinosaur.
When I was a kid, there wasn't a legal drinking age. Everybody drank.
But it worked out great because when I turned 19, that's when it was 19 years old. And it didn't change to 21 until the year I turned 21. Now, to be fair, I've been drinking since I was 15.
Sure.
That one, when I was 19, I way overdid it.
See, it was anticlimactic for me. I turned 21 when I was in Munich. So I've been drinking all year when I was over there, right? I was like, oh, okay, ho-hum. And the Germans have this weird tradition where if you're the birthday person, you have to buy.
What?
Yeah. And I found that out that night, of course. And you know, I know, I'm sure you guys are like, oh, yeah, you just got suckered that one time. No, on many subsequent birthday celebrations, I found out that is truly the custom over there, so...
But, seems like BS.
I agree. Well, they do a lot.
Although I guess it's a good reason to go. Like normally, if it's somebody else's birthday, I'm like, I don't want to go to that. But I mean, that's a good reason to go on someone else's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But no. For someone like me who only wants to go out on my birthday, that's not ideal.
No. And you're not cheap, AJ. You're not a cheap date. Like a cheap date drink, right? Both in terms of you're going to order like top quality stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And, you know, you're going to be able to hold your own. So yeah. It's kind of a double whammy there financially. Yeah. But well,
hey, this is good beer, man.
You like that?
Yeah, it is good. When did this hit shelves?
It's kind of cutting in right now as the Yule fades out, which Yule we did. We were up like 40% with this year with the new formulation. And so, yeah, this is in some stores now, but definitely by the end of the month, it'll be pretty much everywhere. So, yeah, real chocolatey, but it's only 5.5%.
Nice.
The chocolate stout, what we're talking about, of course.
So you're saying this is a session stout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think anything under 6 is sessionable, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're pretty happy with how this one turned out. You know, again, started off on the pilot system and played around with it and got the final recipe in. And I mean, here's what team marketing came up with: chocolate, silky, smooth. They love to do this three-word thing on the packaging, like all other brands do, right? At least they're not doing it with the periods. That drives me nuts.
But I mean, it says chocolatey, right?
Yep.
I mean, the beer's called Chocolate Stout. They couldn't come up with another third word?
Thank you. Team marketing having fun yet again.
I mean,
while we're toiling away, and this is the best they can come up with.
Speaking of, team marketing said they were going to send you in with a new Hopadillo light for me.
Oh, DG failed on that. I was part of that conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be in the team player that
either tweeted me or texted me.
It was a tweet. It's out there forever.
It's public.
It's public knowledge. DG, oh, for shame.
Come on, guys. Let's get serious about things.
Oh, you know what, though? This is for people who haven't really experienced stouts, this would be a really good introductory type stout for somebody because it's very light. It's not that heavy for a stout.
And it doesn't have the super roasty back end bitterness like a lot of stouts have.
And the chocolate's not overwhelming. Which I like. I mean, it's just the right mix.
My wife really likes this, which tells me it's kind of like, okay, that means it's accessible. Like, she doesn't like really... I mean, she'll do some of the bigger, bolder flavored beers we do, but yeah, so far the feedback on this has been really good. So, this will be out for a couple months until Tasty Waves rolls around in the spring. So, keep an eye out for the Chocolate Stout with the you can't miss it in the stores. It's got this kind of Willy Wonka look to it, and I don't know if you guys can read the copy on the side of the can, but I am actually gonna give DG props for that because he's doing that all to the song, you know, in the movie.
Okay.
No, 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 just my imagination.
Okay, will you do that?
You already
Open
started
me and you'll see a brew that came for our imagination. Let it pour, watch it swirl. Anyway,
I'm not finish up. Come on, man. All right.
Let it pour, watch it swirl. The chocolate notes release with carbonation. And I'm not sure how the next part goes musically because I don't think it follows the same thing. Fred, you're a musician. You remember
sip and you'll agree that this will become your new infatuation.
Get it quick. The clock does tick and this stout will only be here for the season. Something like that.
Okay. You're not a very good singer.
No, I'm terrible. I'm keeping my day job. Definitely.
That was a good try.
Yeah, but you're okay at making beer.
Well, thank you.
I like this shirt. This is awesome. I got a Weekend Warrior jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought you had one of these. Didn't they get you one of these? A hockey jersey?
No, I've got I've got the T-shirt with the Rolling Stones. Oh, yeah, thing on it. That's pretty badass.
I'm still waiting for my Speedo.
That's right. Fail by that's DG. Another fail. Another
guys.
Whew, the list is getting long. But one good news, we texted each other about this last week. Team marketing did not fail, and it looks like we've re-upped for another year.
You'll be here through 2019. Excellent news.
I get sleep easy
just
tonight.
Just like Fred.
Are you locked down? Did you go through some renegotiations, Fred?
The three of us are all locked in through 2019 now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we collective bargaining then.
Yeah, beyond
that.
We
can drive a hard deal in about 9 months, right?
Yeah, beyond that, who knows? But yeah, through 2019, we're all here.
But I feel pretty good that we'll be here beyond that. That's as far as I'll go with that.
You guys have some pretty good momentum right now. I mean, as long as that momentum keeps building. Now, of course, the higher ups need to recognize that as well, right?
Of course.
Pats on the back only go so far when it comes to, buying your kids some new cleats. Well, or
how's the brewery done since you've been coming on our show every week?
Up. Yeah, just like you guys. Yeah, we're lockstep here.
Yeah. Rising tides lift all ships.
Exactly.
All right.
We've got a pretty good relationship here, I think. It's built up you guys. It's built up us. Everybody's happy.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Here's to 2019. Oh, yeah.
All right, 2019 is going to be great. 2018's been great, but
I think 2018's been a good year. Of all of the, because we're coming up, on the end of the decade, I would put this in the top third of my years for this decade.
Okay. How long have you guys been open now?
So we opened in 2011.
Yeah.
That was definitely a highlight year, for sure.
That's not that long ago for how far you guys have come.
It is and it isn't. I mean, you know how it is, Fred. Right. Like, you think about these things, and in some ways it seems like it was yesterday, and some ways it's like, God, was that even my life, right?
Yeah.
But we had a couple rough years with the kids, like a couple years after, just the teenage punk high school. That grew some gray hairs, So those years were kind of, But they're good now, and everything's good. So I can't complain.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking about this the other day. We're coming up on 10 years of the show.
Wow.
Next year. And
But you guys were originally, because I remember when I first moved down here, it was Carl and Julie and somebody else on drive time. Yeah. And Dave on drive time.
Yeah, we were noon to two.
You were noon to two. The two of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you guys founded the show.
I am not a founding member of the show.
Matt Dean was the original host.
Okay. And then you replaced
Matt
him.
Dean, who was like my best friend's brother.
Yep.
They wanted me and Fred to originate the Blitz, but they didn't want to pay me enough money to move to Houston and do it at the time. So I recommended Matt Dean, and he got the job, and they had a show for how long? A year and a half? 2 years?
About a year.
Okay.
It wasn't because I started in 2008, and you came in 2009, right?
So, yeah.
So it was about a year that we did the show. And we did it for about 6 months. We did Saturday, Sunday mornings, and then it didn't look like radio was going to work out, so that's when I took the teaching job, and the day I started teaching was the day that they moved us to noon to two. And so I had committed to 2 years of teaching. So I was like doing both jobs at the time and going back and forth. And then that's when AJ started. I was doing that. So we're coming up on 10 years now of the two of us doing the show. And I think we've been in 4 to 7 for what?
Probably about 7 years.
About seven now.
Yeah. I think that show was around for maybe 6 months, with Dave and Julie and Carl. And then, and then it was you guys after that. So, timing's everything, Fred. Sometimes you just got to be. Did you guys get that that article I sent you guys about Fox getting into the NFL?
Yeah.
It's long. You're going to have to read it on the weekend. But, man, talk about.
I saw
about,
it and I opened it and I was like, oh, I can't read this today.
Right? The little toggle bar on the right is like, oh, that's not moving. But there's some really interesting anecdotes. And
I didn't see that.
Added both of you guys individually. I ran out of room, otherwise I would have added it. Degenerates too, but maybe you guys can read it.
I'll check it out.
But talk about timing, right? Is one of those things where it's like, hey, CBS was kind of fat and lazy, and here comes Fox. We're going to buy the NFL pack, the NFC package, which had all of the like marquee cities, big market cities.
That's what made Fox legitimate.
That's what this is about. Yeah. This, I mean, so they
that
were
and the, that and the Simpsons.
That's all they had.
Nobody,
at that point.
Yeah, but nobody would have watched The Simpsons or Married with Children or any of that if they hadn't got the NFL, and it damn near killed CBS.
Yeah,
they lost a lot of affiliates. I mean, it was an interesting time. I'll have to read that because that's one of the things I used to teach. Interestingly enough, was how that's how Fox became a network.
Hey, NFL. Eric, you want to do this commercial with me?
Do I get to look at the script or am I ad-libbing here?
It's just going to be an ad-lib. It's about Carbock, though, so you probably know a little bit about it.
Let's do this.
So, like, if I said, hey, what are some of the seasonal brews you can get at Carbock right now?
So, we have the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out still. We have this new chocolate stout. We have a sauté, a Finnish sauté, which is a type of farmhouse ale.
It's fancy.
Yes. And that is actually part of our Brew Gooders deal. So if you buy a pint of that, you're contributing to a good cause, Houston Food Bank. BBH is always in season this time of year. So yeah, just to name a few.
And tell people, you guys have had a bunch of Christmassy events out at the brewery. Do you guys have anything else coming before the big day?
You know, we're kind of, over the hump now. Obviously, okay. the big deal was on Sunday with the market and the movie. But amazing turnout. It was our biggest Sunday ever.
And if I said, what are some great things that I can eat at the restaurant that you guys have there that's so great?
Well, Thursdays now, we have this Wagyu night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and so every Thursday, chef's looking at a different cut. So it could be prime rib, or a ribeye. It could be one of these new up-and-coming steaks is called the Denver cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing that. It might be a filet. They're talking about doing a filet soon. And, of course, all the classics, the Korean fried chicken, the burgers are amazing. So it's as you always say, AJ, we're kind of an informal place, but it's really good food.
Yeah.
It's not just kind of typical
bar food.
Yeah.
It's not mozzarella sticks.
No.
Yeah. All right, guys. Follow Carbock on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery and pick up your favorite Carbock beer today. Or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbock. Thanks, Eric.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Step back, out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we are back on the Blitz. Eric Warner here, just talking a little beer. Hey, let me give something away real quick. The WWE brings the Elimination Chamber to Houston for the first time ever.
Finally.
Yeah, I've been waiting forever for that. Win a pair of tickets to see the men's and women's Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, there's two matches?
Yes. WWE Champion Daniel Bryan, Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch, plus many more.
Oh, man.
Sunday, February 17th at Toyota Center. Or buy yours now. Tickets start at just $25. You can get them online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com at 625, caller number 10.
Wow.
So,
lucky duck.
Our UAB Blazers are off to a fast start, by the way.
Are they?
Oh, good.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Oh, I think everybody's on that. Huh?
That's what I like to hear.
Oh, man. So we've been talking about the new BBH package. Do you guys get all the tariff stuff situated yet?
We're on track to be packaging that probably second week of January. And actually, we're emptying the barrels as we speak into a fermenter where we have all the peppers. So we had to actually de-seed and de-vein all these peppers. So, labor love for sure. But we're going to steep that for the next couple of days, taste it every day. And then when it's kind of deemed hot enough, we're going to move it off of the peppers and then just kind of keep it in a holding tank until the bottles come in and we can package it.
Cool.
What are you guys looking for? A heavy pepper, or are you looking for it to be muted?
No, definitely significant. I gave you guys a little taste of that, did I not?
No,
I thought I did. Maybe not. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty pronounced. I mean, it's not like some of the pepper beers that we've had that just, you know, destroy your palate, right? But it's there for sure. And then obviously the chocolate influence and a little bit of allspice. So it's good. I mean, the prototype we did smaller scale a month ago, I was blown away. So I think it's going to be good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a sports question?
Uh-oh.
Bring it.
How do you feel about these rumors of Mike Shanahan returning to your Broncos?
So, okay, I've been so busy the last couple days, but my father-in-law has been, like, blowing up my phone about that. And I'm like, no.
Dig him up.
Terrible idea. And how old is he? I think my father-in-law said 66.
Yeah, 66. So
younger than Coughlin. But you've been out of the game, man. Right? What's he been doing the last few years? Counting the stacks.
Looking like a rat.
Yeah. Right? More, you know, as you get older, those features only intensify. Yeah. So, no. Terrible idea. Although my kid was joking, because I was on a three-way text with my father-in-law and my kid.
Something your wife got mad at you about.
No. And my son was like, ha, 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 Josh McDaniels, LOL. I would rather see Josh McDaniels for a second pass than I would Shanny. That's for sure.
But you agree you got to get rid of Vance Joseph, right?
I concur 100%.
I mean, he literally just lost in that game.
The blunders were too numerous to count. I was
71 is what I actually counted.
Yeah, and I don't think the Broncos were a legit playoff team anyway. I don't think they really had a chance, but I mean, he made sure they didn't have a chance.
Yeah, you know, at that stage of the season, and this is what's really interesting about this point of the seasons, right, is the decisions coaches make. Because, you know, are you in this position, like, where you're playing with house money and I'm going to take chances, right? I'm going to be bold. I'm going to go for it on fourth down or go for the two-pointer or whatever, right, at the end of the game. And Broncos were very clearly in a, like, no, we got to take chances. There's no conservative play here.
Well, until you kick a field goal on fourth and one. then you get conservative. Jeez.
So, yes, I know the last time we were on the show, I think we were talking about they had just come off the Pittsburgh win, and I had a little hope.
I'm riding high.
Well, no moss.
Now, I'm curious how you feel. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Who do you feel like is the best team in the NFL now?
Chargers. I'm with you guys 100%. Man. Chargers and Bears. I think Bears are peaking. I do think one of my and I know you guys are, if you haven't already, you're going to go over lines at some point, but I'm all over. They're at San Francisco, right? Bears?
Yes.
I'm going to hit San Francisco pretty hard. Man, the way those guys are partying in the locker room and the emotion that came out, it's like, let down. Yeah. But I do think their trajectory, the Bears right now, is really good. San Diego is the most put-together unit, no question.
They seem really good, and they're one of the only teams that has I wouldn't put them in the elite offense category, but they're a really good offense, and they still play some D. You know, that's a rare thing these days. And, you know, the Saints, sure, the Saints' defense has looked really great the last couple of weeks when their offense has been asleep, but when the Saints offense was rolling, their defense looked very meh. So, yeah, I think the Chargers are maybe the most complete team in the NFL. I can't believe I'm saying it.
And don't underestimate what a confidence builder it is. 2 weeks in a row, you're down by two scores plus?
Something like
Pittsburgh,
that.
Pittsburgh, I think both those games, they were down by Pittsburgh, they were down by 17? No.
Yeah.
But and to come back and then win those games. I mean, that gives you amazing, like, that. Talk about a locker room builder, right? So, I think they, and They obviously have the easier road, right? Because KC's got to go to Seattle. Baltimore's no easy side, right? No. But I think they can should win both of those games. I think KC loses at Seattle. I think the road is actually going to go through Los Angeles.
It'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And what about the NFC? You think the Saints are going to be able to hold on, and that's the number one seed?
I do, because they're going to get Carolina back. Who do they got this weekend?
Saints. Who do they have?
Oh, they got Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that's right.
Pittsburgh.
I do. I think they're going to get it together. The Rams, even if they went out, I think Saints have the tie break. So I think they're going to hold it. I think they'll get it together. But I do think the Bears end up going down there at some point and giving them a game. For sure.
Yeah.
What about Carolina, man? Wow.
I said this earlier in the show. If you look at Cam Newton's game log, it's easy to tell when the Panthers fell apart. Like the Panthers' success was due in large part to Cam Newton's play, and their failure the last 6 weeks has been due in large part to Cam Newton's play. So that team.
And you think like he's hurt teams, or just is his mental?
No, I think he's got some shoulder problems.
I agree. There were a couple throws that he made last night. Like he was, I couldn't tell. Are you throwing that away to the sideline or are you trying to make that completion? Because the balls had a lot of zip on them, but they were nowhere near the target.
But he also had, he just makes some bonehead decisions sometimes with clock management and things like that. He makes throws that he shouldn't be making. And, he is a gift and a curse. I mean, there are times when it's like, man, that guy's special. And then there's times when he's special Ed.
But isn't it time now? Like, what are we in? Seventh year? Sixth year?
Something like that.
I mean,
the guy's won an MVP. So,
but you got to be over that hump now, right? And you got to, all that boneheaded stuff, as it were, you got to be kind of past that at this point in your career, don't you think?
You should be.
Looks like we have a dead UAB guy here.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, dead.
Oh, no. No, that'd cancel the game.
No, I'm not really.
Whoa.
It's one of those where they're all freaked. Yeah.
I've never seen, flashing lights on the cart, Fred.
Well, that's kind of cool.
They had to get people out of the way.
Wow.
Well, all right. Well, hold on, UAB. All right, guys. Appreciate it, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for bringing by some brew.
Merry Christmas.
To you as well. We'll see you in the new year. Huh?
Yeah, 2019, and have a wonderful time with your family. Fred, happy birthday tonight.
Thank you, my friend.
As much as I'd love to hear the stories about what AJ was suggesting, savor that BBH.
Yeah, I will. Good. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Man Center is now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Center. Same practice as before. Nothing's changed but the name. And they want to make sure that if you've got low testosterone, you get it taken care of. Low testosterone can affect how you perform in the gym, how you perform at work, how you perform in the bedroom. And they're not talking about testosterone injections, because you'd have to come in every week and then you're going to feel good for a couple days and then crash. The Y Factor by Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again. Synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And let's face it, none of us can afford shrinkage, guys. They've got a better way. Check them out. Three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. They're still the home of the free general male wellness checkup. They're breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming a healthier man. There's no excuse. It's $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
For this great land, so I thank you.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, John, we have to split up some of this stuff here. We have the yearly RJ Bell care package that's here, which is mostly, a giant box with a lot of packing peanuts. And bet you can't guess what we got.
Chocolate, coffee, coffee cup, cigars, candy.
Yep.
Ah.
Which one do you want?
I don't know. I'll have to take a look. A lot of that stuff I can't eat anymore. But
I would like the coffee and cashews.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah, take whatever you want.
And then you take the rest, and John, you get the rest.
Okay.
I don't need another coffee cup. I've got 4,000, so somebody take the coffee cup.
I think you've gotten that same coffee cup the last several years.
Is a different one. It's a different style.
Okay.
But it actually looks much nicer than the one last year.
Well, hell, maybe I'll take it then.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Lamont says, we're in the part of the year where the last playoff contender to win a game is the team the media will hop on. Chicago is trash, playoff speaking, and will be out in the first round or the second if they have a bye. I got 500 on it. Chicago is the only for sure team I can see the Texans beating in a Super Bowl if they make it that far. They're basically the Denver Broncos in Illinois. I feel way differently about the Bears than he does.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, trash? Okay. I think that's a bit much.
I think the Bears have... The only defense I'd take over the Bears is the Ravens. So I think the Bears have the second best defense in the NFL. I think they've got a quarterback who's a playmaker when he's healthy. I think they've got a special weapon on offense in Tariq Cohen. And I think
they don't use enough.
That they don't use enough, and I think they've got a good coach. So I don't think they're bad.
But I do think if they need to get the 2 seed. To have a chance, realistically.
The more home games they've got, the better. But the comparisons to Denver, we just talked about. I think Denver's got a bad coach. I think Chicago's got a good coach. I think the Broncos have a meh quarterback. I mean, they've got Case Keenum. They've got a backup quarterback playing quarterback. The Bears have Mitch Trubisky, who's young and getting better every single game.
More weapons on offense, too.
No doubt.
Definitely
more weapons. And a better defense.
Yeah.
Well, and... that Rams team that came in into Chicago that was rolling, they made them look really bad.
Well, I think they obviously showed the league some things on how to stop them because they really haven't. The Rams have not been great since coming out of the break. David asks, is Cam Newton turning into Vince Young? No.
I mean, Cam Newton already hit an MVP level in this NFL. I don't want to put that on him, but I do think my biggest complaint about Cam Newton is I've always worried about him, when I say mentality, I don't mean like his smarts. I think he's typically football smart, but I think he's a front runner, and when things aren't going his way, he tends to melt, and he melts, and then it's not just like an internal melt, like where he panics. It's like he brings down his entire team when he does it. But he's also a guy he's up.
Yeah, but he wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Yes.
And I think
to a fault.
Yeah, and frankly, I think that's it's one of the reasons why when he's playing well, they can look like a dominant team because he does. I mean, the whole team feeds off of him. But when he's not, you know, he tends to fold up a little bit. And he's been that way his whole career. But when he's on his game and playing well and confident, dude's really good. I just think he's hurt right now, and I don't think it's fair to judge him based on this.
It's not like we haven't seen this before.
No, I mean, well, you're talking about the attitude. I'm talking about the play right now.
Yeah, the current play.
I just think he's hurt, and he's not, and it's affecting the way he's throwing the football, which is affecting everything else. And I just don't think you're seeing him physically at his best.
Yeah,
because it's like I said earlier, the mental stuff has been there his whole career. The difference is he makes plays, he has a lot of success, and so that's sort of an afterthought. But when he's not playing well, and clearly he's not, all that stuff is heightened.
Yeah.
So, and I just think that's what people are talking about. But, all right, 713-780-ESPN. You know what we've avoided talking about that ESPN has had all over its programming all day long? James Harden taking 5 steps is apparently the worst thing that's ever happened in the NBA.
I mean, yeah.
It's like every show that was on earlier, it's like counting off the...
I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was, but it's one play. And my God, if we're going to start calling traveling on guys in the NBA, the games... You want to blame somebody for this, blame Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
It went from two steps to Michael Jordan's 3.5, and they didn't want to call it on him, so now everybody does it. So, just, yeah, there is no such thing as traveling in the NBA.
No, apparently not.
And not just that one, but one of my favorites is guys get a fast break dunk, and they'll take like five steps before they get to the basket, and yeah. Then you never see that called, ever. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines and let's talk to my man, Lawyer Dave, because if you need a lawyer, if you've been in an accident, and or you just want to talk to a cool dude, you got to call my man, Lawyer Dave. What's up, Dave?
Thanks, Fred. Hey, Blitzers. Yeah, if you've got a legal question, you can call me anytime at 713-626-8900 or hit me up on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or email me at lawyerdave.com, and I'll be glad to help you out in any way I can.
Well, let's just say I've been in an accident, and I can't afford a doctor, and I can't afford to pay you. What are you going to do for me?
Well, first of all, Fred, when you call me and you come in, the consultations are always free. And then if you don't have the money to pay for your medical bills, we'll help you get your medical treatment without any money up front. So you don't have to pay any copays. If you have to have surgery, you don't have to pay for that up front. That happens later on if we win the case.
And you don't get a dime unless the Blitzers win, right?
Nope. We win together. We win together. If we happen to lose, we lose together. And then the Blitzers don't owe me any money. It's just a chance I take because I'm a gambler.
And let's say that I am in an accident in Beaumont or Port Arthur or China or Vider. You can help, right?
I was just out there yesterday, as a matter of fact, Fred. And, yeah, we helped the Blitzers on the east side all the way out to Beaumont, all the way out to the border with Louisiana, but not beyond the border. For sure, we can help those guys, and we do help those guys.
All right, that's my man, Lawyer Dave. And you'll answer questions about anything legal, right? If you can't help them, you'll get them with somebody who can.
That's absolutely right, Fred. We had a gentleman hit me up on Twitter about his father getting denied VA benefits. I have a very soft spot in my heart for veterans. So you vets out there, you've got a legal question, hit me up. 713-626-8900, lawyerdave.com, or Lawyer Dave Law on Twitter. I'll be glad to see whatever you've got going and help you out.
That's my man, Lawyer Dave. If you need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
Better dial Dave.
You are listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Get ready because Klein's Christmas party is Friday. Join us for the best Christmas party of the year. Yes, we'll be giving away awesome prizes, including a Rejuvenation Houstonian staycation for the new year, a full suit from Indochino, and a sports ticker for your honey hideout, plus gift cards, tickets, T-shirts, and more. I don't know what a honey hideout is.
You know what it is. It's where you hide from your honey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Don't get with it.
That's called my local bar. We'll play studio radio games like Christmas Caroling with Trey, Don't Spill Your Beer Relay, plus anything else we can think of while enjoying treats from Kolache Shop, Texadelfia, Zumo's, Old Humble Distilling, and Coors Light. Party starts at 7 a.m. at Klein's Fine Jewelry on Westheimer and Fountain View. See you there. Won't see me at 7 a.m. I can tell you that.
No.
I'll be sports mapping. And you know what comes up at 7 o'clock tonight? Soccer freaking matters.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing Glenn will devote some time to the new MLS playoff format.
Okay.
So I saw him tweeting about that earlier. That's a tease. So, or...
I don't know anything about it.
Or Man U losing yet another manager. All right. Do you guys have a Hey Man bleep that?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to pull it back up, though. So well, somebody else go first.
I'll go. John, you want to go first?
I definitely sure. have one.
Sure. Now, I don't shop much at Walmart, and I was doing a white elephant thing on Saturday, and I ordered something about a week and a half ago, and they promote this new thing. They trying to compete with Amazon. They're free two-day shipping. Guaranteed, mind you. And it didn't come in. in time. Ooh. Shocker. And I had to scramble and get something else. And their tracking now said it was going to come in today. I don't know if it came in or not, but wouldn't be shocked if it didn't come in today either. And to Walmart's free two-day shipping, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
You know what? I got one that's similar to that because I can't find the one that I had.
I have a Walmart one, too, so we could...
Oh, mine's not Walmart. Mine's Amazon, I guess.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, it's two different retailers. So I got my wife something. I don't know if she's listening, so I won't say it. I got her one thing from this online retailer, not Amazon, like an actual, like the company that sells the actual stuff.
Should have gone to giftingmap.com.
I should have. But so this is a Christmas gift. So it's not a birthday gift. My birthday gift, I got her from Amazon. They said free same day shipping. Of course, this was yesterday. I waited to buy her gift until yesterday. It said free same day shipping, but it didn't get here until today. Mm. So that's a pain in the ass for me. But luckily, I had a friend who was able to take the package and wrap it up really nice, and it'll work out. But the other thing had several shipping options. It had like USPS, USPS Priority, FedEx 2-day, FedEx 1-day. The FedEx or the USPS, you know, just regular mail was free. Priority was like $6. 2-day FedEx was $25, and 1-day FedEx was $35. So I asked just to make sure. I wanted to see if I could get the regular just USPS ground shipping, and I'd get it by, you know, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So they had like one of those people, hey, how can I help you, chat on the thing. So I asked, what shipping do I need to get guaranteed delivery by Christmas? 2-day FedEx. This was 8 days before Christmas. Mm. So I had to pay $25 shipping. You're telling me you can't send that? And of course, they sent it out right away because I got the email today.
Yeah.
Your product has been shipped. If you'd shipped that by, you know, priority U.S. mail, I would have gotten that by Thursday, Friday. You guys are liars, and you made me pay an extra $25, and I hate you. So to that I say, hey, man, that.
Well, I'm going to pile on Walmart because, yeah, they've got these commercials where they're for their delivery service, right? And in every one of these commercials, they ring the damn doorbell like 5 times. And, of course, the dog in the commercial jumps up and goes,
right.
Well, those of us who have dogs, every time you ring a damn doorbell on the TV, what do you think happens? The dog starts barking and running downstairs. I hate commercials that do that. Walmart, I hate you for doing that. There's a delivery thing for some dog service I don't even know the name of, that where they deliver dog treats and stuff. They do that, and it's like, oh, look how excited the dog is that the doorbell went
right.
off. Hey, dickweeds, it makes the dog think it's a real doorbell. And it's not just my dog. This happens all the time to other people.
Yeah, my puppy started barking at doorbells now.
And guess what? Wait until you watch one of those Walmart commercials. Yeah,
you know what else is annoying? Alexa commercials.
Oh, yeah.
That sets
my Alexa off, too.
My Echo goes off.
Yeah, I don't have the Alexa, but I've got the Hey Google. And so, and that's just annoying because of my kids.
Yeah. Anyway, to that I say, hey, man, f*** that. All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up. Good show today, boys.
Go UAB.
Go UAB.
They're driving
again.
Oh,
no. They're only up 3. What's going on here?
Yeah, but they're driving.
That injury hurt them.
Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, Juan Adams. Great job, Eric Warner. Okay job, me. See you guys tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Freddie.
Thank you, man. Stay sporty, bitch.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.